Okay, a very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Yud Beis, Shkalim 12a, pagination page 23. But we will start from the Mishnah on the previous page. So I am starting on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 11a, pagination page 21. The Mishnah at the bottom of the page must be about 8 lines up, dealing with the topic of Ketores. Hi, welcome. Now, what's very interesting about the Ketores, the incense that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, is that it was always done, all the way in the back, it was done in a portion of 368 portions for the year. 365, as if it was a solar year, and then three extras for Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol had to bring extra lefnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, the problem with that is that there is no Jewish year that's going to be 365 days. We simply don't follow the solar year. We're following a lunar year where each month has either 29 or 30 days. And then basically most years have 12 months only. And occasionally there's a 13th month, which is the case of the leap year, in which case the year has many more days than 365. And 368 portions wouldn't even come close. Again, you're way off. So how was this working? And that's what this Mishnah is going to address. It works because normally our year is 354 days for the Jewish year, the lunar cycle. And there's going to be 11 portions left over each year. And what's going to happen, as the Gemara in Krisus explains, Davav, and our Mishnah is elaborating based on those principles, is that that extra is going to be wanted to be used for the following year until the excess eventually accumulates so much that every 60 or 70 years, they're actually able to make half a year, plus all the leftovers will carry them through that year. So we're looking for ways to be able to accumulate all of this into the new year based on the new Machtzis HaShekel. Now, just quickly to remind ourselves, the Machtzis HaShekel was given as a donation by all the Jews. Everybody would give this measure called a half, the equivalent, similar to the way we have a half dollar. It's a full coin, but it was called a half shekel. And they would give that donation typically during Adar. And then on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would go ahead and all the new things would be purchased based on the new money. So here's the problem. You have left over 11 days of Ketores from the previous year. Great. But that was bought by last year's money. That's last year's donation. You can't use it this year. Unless you somehow desanctify it and then purchase it back with this year's money. And each year they would do it. They could actually theoretically have Ketores, I imagine, that could be have done this process numerous times until eventually it gets used. But you have to desanctify it and then acquire it with the new money so that it could be used to fulfill the communal obligations in this new year. So let's see the Mishnah. Moser HaKetores, Mahayu Osinbo. What did they do with the leftover portions of the Ketores? And reliably, there were going to be a significant number of portions. Mafrishin Mimeneschar HaUmnin. They designated the wages of the workers. Umechalilin Osa. And then they took the money of the wages from the workers. Amos HaUmnin. They took the Ketores and they switched its holiness to the money of the workers. For Nosa Sala Umnin, and then they're able to give the ktoris to the workers. Now, what are the workers going to do with this ktoris? It has one major purpose. They can now, as an accommodation, take it as their wages and sell it back to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash will purchase it using the new coins. And they're going to buy it back with the new Terumah. Now the Mefarshim ask, do they really have to give it to the workers as wages? Why don't they just sell it on the open market? And then someone will sell it back at a profit. And if you look at the Korban Eida, which is the left side commentary on this page, the last of his wide lines, which is just where the Gemara ends, and then go into the commentary. The first characters on the line are V'chulu. Says the Korban Eida, V'hachi tzniya milsa. This method was much more tzniyistic. It was much more proper. V'lo l'mochram, not to sell it on the open market, ketoris, the holy ketoris of the Beis HaMikdash, v'lachso v'leknosam, and then to acquire it back. This is much more tzniyistic. You strike a deal with the workers, you give it to them as their wages, and then you buy it back from them. Anyway, they handled the ketores. It's not such an odd thing that they're handling the ketores. Let's turn the page to today's daf. So now we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 12a, pagination 23 at the top. And we'll see that the Mishnah will continue on the theme of ketores. Another way that the Beis HaMikdash could get ketores is not through routine leftovers, but rather if there was a person who was making it for the Beis HaMikdash, and he was makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash is getting it without having purchased it from the communal money. What are we going to do with such ketores? HaMakdish Nechasav, a person who sanctifies his belongings, v'ayu bohem devarim, and there were things, ru'uyim lekarbanos hatzibur, that were fitting for the karban tzibur, and the Gemara explains that this is talking about ketores, even though it sounds very general, karbanos tzibur, maybe that's the title of the Mishnah, but essentially we're talking about ketores, v'yinosnu le'umnen bischaron, divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, do the same trick that we did in the previous Mishnah. Do the same trick that we did in the previous Mishnah. Switch the ketores onto their wages, or their wages onto the ketores. Give them the ketores as wages, and then buy it back with the new shkalim. Let's skip about four lines. There is a dissenting opinion against Rabbi Akiva, but we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, so for our purposes, let's leave it at that. And then about four lines later, in the middle of a line, Hamakdish Nechasov. If a person sanctified his belongings, Vayubam Behema Ru'uya Agabe Mizbeach, and among the things that he sanctified are animals that could be brought on the Mizbeach. So here we have a fascinating rule. Normally, if a person designates his things for the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need your rubbers, doesn't need your umbrella, doesn't need your vase. The Beis HaMikdash will take it and will sell it. And the money goes to support the Beis HaMikdash. You made a very nice donation. However, the special rule is that if the thing that you designate as hektish happens to be something that could be brought on the Mizbeach, then the Beis HaMikdash will not simply sell it on the open market. They will only sell it to somebody who's going to use it as a korban. Once the animal gets brought into the confines, so to speak, to the jurisdiction of the Beis HaMikdash, if it's an animal that could be brought on the Mizbeach, it has to be brought on the Mizbeach. That doesn't mean we have to bring it on the Mizbeach. We're allowed to get the benefit of selling it to somebody who needs to bring a korban, but it has to end up being brought as a korban. And therefore, the ruling here is Again, a makdish nechasav ayubam behemer ru'i al gabi mizbeach that has to be brought on, that could be brought on the mizbeach, zecharim unikevos, both male and female animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer rules, zecharim yimachru l'tzarchei olos. Male animals should be brought for people who have to bring olos, which means it's totally consumed on the mizbeach. And that's what we're comfortable doing with it, because it maximizes the mizbeach's acquisition of the animal. So we get money because we sell it to somebody who has to bring an ola, but the mizbeach, in fact, will get that animal as a korban. Unikevos, but if it's female, you can't bring that as an ola. Yimachu l'tzarchei zivchei shlamim, it'll be brought as a shlamim, which is the max that we could get out of the animal. We bring it as a shlamim, udimehim, and the money that was generated, yiplum sh'ar nechasav lebed hakabayis, that money that we get by selling the animal to the person who needs to bring such a korban, that money gets added to the assets of the donation, and that all goes lebed hakabayis to support upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Yashar koach, have a great evening.